Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Dr. Richard Hogan is with us. He is a family psychotherapist registered with the Family Therapy Association of Ireland. He writes every Thursday for the Irish Examiner, where he explores mental health issues for teenagers, couples and families. And Richard is also the author of the best-selling book, Parenting the Screenager, Practical Guide for Parents of the Modern Child. You're very welcome, Richard. First of all, I guess I want to ask you about the big question of our time, really, and people have different answers to this, but for you, what age would you think children should be getting their own smartphone?
Yeah, it's such an important question to ask, and I'm one such parent, you know. I have skin in this game as well, because I've got a 13-year-old daughter. Mm. I have three daughters, but my 13-year-old daughter has been asking for a phone for many years, from about fifth class upwards. And I just think that, you know, we need to hold off as long as we can before these phones go into our children's hands. Because when you mention the word ban, people react very strongly to it. But yeah, as parents, I would be saying hold off as long as you can. And I genuinely don't think a child should have a smartphone in primary school. I don't think there's anything good coming out of them from all the data and all the research and all my clinical experience and all my work in schools and talking with children and teenagers. I think there's huge problems with these smartphones for sure. They're not an absolute ill, there's no doubt about it. I don't want to sensationalize it. This is how they communicate today. This is how they interact with each other. This is how they socialize. And that's normal, and that's what's happening today. But we do have to hold off as long as possible, because there's a lot of problems with them. And you have to kind of come to the realization that once you give your child that phone, that's the end of a particular way of life for them.
That's it. They're so distracting as well, never mind the content, but sometimes I think they turn into these zombies because the head is just on the phone the whole time.
No, they do. They're forever elsewhere, as the famous psychologist, I think, in America said. And that's very true. They're forever elsewhere. They're never present, you know, when they're on their smartphones. Mm-hmm. And it disrupts their concentration. It disrupts their ability to read a book. It disrupts their ability to watch a movie. It disrupts their ability to absorb things. And I would meet this an awful lot, you know, and it's a real sadness. I would meet my clinic. But I'd also hear parents saying to me, you know, my daughter came back to me after she was in the Gaeltacht for 3 weeks and she had no phone. When I picked her up, she was the daughter that she's always been. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so they do fall into their way, their normal way. Once you have good practices and good policies in the house and you have a break, you have that embedded into their lives, because recent research showed that 80% of parents are letting their children endless access to their phone. And as you said there, you know, it's such a disruptive thing to be constantly connected to the internet and to be constantly connected to things coming into your phone and notifications and push notifications and the like button and scrolling. All of that is designed by very powerful psychologists to keep your child and keep all of us engaged in the phone and going into the phone and trafficking the phone. So they actually need help with it, and they need good parenting. And that's what I'm trying to say to parents, is this is not just something to be fearful of. This is not something to be frightened of. I think when we feel that, we kind of avoid it and think we're hoping it will go well. We need to get our hands around it. I think there's a multifaceted response to this thing that we need. We need good legislation. We need the schools to come in with us, and we need good parenting. And so there is a fix to it. And we need good digital literacy in schools to help our children to understand how to manage these things when they are in their lives. And so if you had that kind of four or five pillared response, I think we'd have a very good outcome.
Well, us parents can be as guilty of having the phone permanently in our hands and almost, you know, not giving the children the attention that they need, because we have our phones out all the time and we didn't even grow up with phones, yet we're addicted.
Exactly. And now imagine what it's like when your brain But now imagine when your brain is forming and its maturation and its development, and everything about that brain at that point is about peer feedback and reinforcement and attention. Those regions of the brain are so sensitive during adolescence. That's why it's particularly problematic. Mm. You know, it's because it disrupts this, constantly disrupting their thinking and constantly feeding them information. So it's very important that we get better at understanding that our modeling and how we are with the devices, and our children seeing us with the devices, mm-hmm. it massively impacts on them. And also, let's be honest, teenagers have a heightened sense of injustice, and if you're telling them get off their phone, this is what I would meet a lot in my clinic, and you're on it a lot, and I'd hear teenagers saying to me, my dad says, oh, he's checking his emails, but I see him scrolling infinitely through Instagram.
I know. We do. Yeah.
We do. And that's the hypocrisy.
It's not always work.
It's work. Yeah. And it's my emails. And then they have a heightened response to that hypocrisy, you know.
I know. I think it's kind of a thing that parents need to unite together and they all agree on an age. So you can say, well, hang on, my best friend has a phone and why am I the only one who doesn't have one?
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian with the television license fee.